This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. The 2020 congressional elections are still 15 months off, but political analysts are beginning to rate the chances of local incumbents keeping their seats. In general, Democrat Paul Tonko's 20th congressional district is considered a safe re-election seat. But Antonio Delgado, the first-term Democrat from Rhinebeck, faces a less clear picture, with prognosticators rating the 19th congressional district a toss-up or that Delgado has a slight incumbent advantage. 538.com has not yet released its 2020 House election ratings, but notes that Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton in the district by 6.8%. Delgado beat Republican John Faso by 2.8%. By contrast, in Tonko's district, which includes Albany County, Clinton beat Trump by 13.5 percentage points. The Cook Political Report ranks Delgado's re-election in the toss-up category, noting a slight Republican advantage inherent in the district. Inside Elections rates Delgado's district tilt Democrat, while Tonko is in a safe seat. So far, three Republicans have lined up for a primary election to take on Delgado: Oneana Republican and retired National Guard General Anthony German, Michael Roth, a Brooklyn College graduate and an Ellenville resident, and Ola Hawatema, a fashion designer and two-time breast cancer survivor from Poughkeepsie. Republican Schenectady resident Liz Joy has announced a campaign to challenge Tonko in the 20th congressional district. Joseph Spector reports at the Democrat and Chronicle that Governor Andrew Cuomo tried to explain the new $25 license plate replacement fee, an additional $20 fee to keep your current license plate number, speaking in Western New York on August 22nd.
You have 10 years with your existing plates. The plates, current plates, can be read by the license plate readers, but the license plates were not designed for the license plate readers because the plates were designed before we started using the license plate readers. And you can design a better plate for the license plate reader. The reason that's important is we want to make sure people pay their tolls. Because if I don't pay my toll, you're going to pay my toll, right? And we want to make sure that the electronic tolling is as accurate as it can be. The $25 for the plates, we did not establish. That was established in law 2009, before I was even governor. That's where the $25 cost of the plates comes from. It was set in 2009. What is the point there? Well, why should Joe Mahoney pay for his license plates? Because Zach Fink doesn't have a car. And why should he pay his tax dollars to buy you a license plate? Zach likes you. He's a friendly guy. But it's your license plate. You should pay the cost of the license plate. If you don't pay, then we'd have to pay out of tax dollars. And then you're charging New Yorkers who have nothing to do with anything, and they're buying your license plate. You have four cars, you have to pay for four license plates.
And Governor, why is it $20 extra if you want to keep your current number?
If you have a vanity plate or a special plate that you want to keep, then that is the surcharge for what we call a vanity plate. If you have a special plate that has your initials or your saying or whatever you put on your plate, that's the surcharge to have a vanity plate. If you don't want a vanity plate and you just want a regular plate, then the cost is $25.
Meanwhile, both Republicans and Democrats in Albany began drafting bills to stop the new fees. A Republican proposal would waive the fee for replacing a license plate due to a design change. A bill from a Democrat would prohibit the collection of the fee if the original plates are still legible and the vehicle owner didn't request new plates. Read about these stories in the Democrat and Chronicle and the Albany Times-Union. Chris Bragg reports for the Albany Times-Union that on August 12th, Zhu Hu Zhang was arrested by the Office of Immigrant and Customs Enforcement Agents while on a break for food while testifying in a case about his employer stealing his wages. He was arrested in Latham while on a break from giving a deposition in a $200,000 wage theft lawsuit he filed against the Ichiban restaurant on Central Avenue in Albany. Zhang is an undocumented immigrant from China with no criminal record during 10 years in the United States. Zhang's attorney believes the restaurant tipped off ICE in retaliation for the lawsuit. He worked at the restaurant from 2008 to 2015, but now lives in Brooklyn. Actually, now he is in federal custody in Buffalo. facing deportation back to China, where he would have little chance of recovering the $200,000 in alleged unpaid wages from the Albany restaurant. On August 19th, the Mexican Radio restaurant in Hudson closed, with owners citing the local immigration crackdown as a reason for closure. Mexican Radio said many of their employees have been, quote, forcibly ejected from the country, unquote. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. HudsonValley360.com reports that Taconic Democrats backed Kara Gilmore and Elizabeth Craig to seek a 4-year terms on the town's board in the November 5th general election. Gilmore operates two small businesses in Taconic and serves on the town's financial advisory committee. Craig recently retired from a career in women's apparel design and manufacturing. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. You've been listening to the WGXC News Update. Go to the website WGXC.org for more information about these stories, for links to audio of local town meetings, and for all kinds of local community events to attend. That's WGXC.org.